or other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Get to a lot of your calls earlier, and I'm sorry some folks have been having to hold. Anthony Frieda is our guest here. I want to jam in a few final calls from folks that have been holding the longest, like Tony and Lewis. I think the others, unfortunately, were out of time. If you call back tomorrow, I'll get you on. Anthony, you were making a good point during that one-minute break.
Yeah, I think it's important to just, like you do, shatter these paradigms, a left-right paradigm, and think of the bigger picture. I mean, these people... You know, if you hate Democrats, you think all the problems in the world are their fault. Or if you hate Republicans, you think all the problems in the world are their fault. You know, these are your neighbors. These are the kids teaching your kids at school. These are not your enemy. We need to try to figure out ways to bring them together.
I agree. Matt Drudge tweeted famously that it's not about left and right anymore. It's about libertarian versus authoritarian.
Yeah.
And that's really like a moral thing. Is this fair? Is this moral? Is this more freedom or less? I mean...
Every issue has a moral component, and that's, you know, the older you get, the more mature you get. Hopefully you start to see things on a moral and not a partisan perspective.
That's a good quote, Anthony Frieda. You need to see things on a moral, not a partisan perspective. Okay. But to know the moral perspective, you've got to research things, and that's the difference.
Yeah.
You've got to actually know what's going on, and the truth will set you free. Let's go to Tony. We got three Tonys in the building now, Tony, and we got Anthony Gucciardi back there, too. Go ahead, Tony, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
I found something pretty good in the research I was doing. You know, you helped wake me up about 5 or 6 years ago. But what I found with all these fraudulent ordinances going on in every town, that people always want to know what they can do to fight it. Well, what you can do is you can look at the ordinance, and when they tell you you violate it, if you find out that it doesn't reference any state law.
That's right.
That it's a fraudulent.
That's right. Red light cameras don't have an officer issuing the citation. They're all unconstitutional. And if you fight them on that ground, they instantly throw it out, hoping they can not, let the other folks in there know that it's illegal.
And what I found, too, was just sending a letter letting them know that I'm more than willing to go to court, but I am going to be demanding my pretrial hearing to start my due process. And then right away, you're like the plague. They want nothing to do with you again.
Very, very well said. God bless you. Yeah, 90%+ of what they do is completely fraudulent, and they know it. I mean, you've got in small towns in places like California and Michigan, small town city managers making $800,000 a year while they're taking old ladies' houses. I mean, this is robbery. That's all that's happened.
That's America.
And then that's why they want everybody on a little bit of welfare so you don't complain. Hey, you get your $500 a month, I get my $100,000 a month. Now sit down and shut up.
You know, I had an idea about the red light cameras. I haven't done it yet, but I think it would be brilliant to purposely go through a red light camera when it's, you know, when it's safe and there's nobody there, in the middle of nowhere, and have a sign as you go through, you know, when they photograph you, that says, screw you, big brother, or has some political slogan on it. That'll be photographed and sent to you. Now, people do this all over the country. They'll have these images of liberty messages being photographed.
On the front and back.
Put it in your front windshield, on the side, you know, a little sign, or maybe big sign, and then you have that.
That's like screw you, NSA.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they're upset that you're doing it and threaten to arrest you. How dare you say that? I'm watching you. I'm stealing your rights. How dare you resist in any way, scum?
Well, the only way they prove that is you. When that picture of you is how they prove that's you driving that car.
I hear you, man. It's amazing having you here. Lewis in New York, real fast, brother.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex Jones, we haven't fully implemented the disastrous Obamacare, but already you're seeing a lot of liberals and Democrats. Like, I was watching MSNBS the other day, and... they're talking about how, why don't you stop messing with this website and just get Medicare for everybody? And the other day, too, I was on Facebook on one of those liberal pages, and they were saying, oh, no, but I like a single-payer system better. And the other another guy commented, no, don't worry, these are just baby steps.
I know, we need to do articles, because Drudge rightfully is carrying the little clip of the architect saying this. They're all over saying it. They call my show, and they go, oh, Obama's a genius. He's going to wreck everything. We're taking over. Viva communism. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, we reported on this last Friday, and now CBS News has picked it up. You can see the forbidden art at DrudgeReport.com and InfoWars.com. The shirt that the NSA tried to ban, T-shirt artist strikes back. And the logo is a parody of the NSA, say, peeping while you're sleeping. The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens, they sent a cease and desist trying to have the T-shirt maker stop using it. They went after his shopping cart, a bunch of other things, but now he's fighting back against them, suing them. It's absolutely a parody. And by the way, everyone should do this. I think we're going to come out with a NSA slash TSA shirt, NSA on one side, probably the back, saying, you know, watching you when you're not looking, are watching over your back. And on the front, the TSA. The TSA has also threatened people and threatened to sue people and tried to shut folks down over and over and over again. And we also have folks critical of Obamacare having their Facebook's accounts shut down and suspended. This is really the authoritarianism of these people. And we must all resist what they're doing. It's like the TSA coming out a month ago with announcements nationwide and saying that anyone who makes a joke in the airport about them, we're going to arrest you. Now, really, under statutory law, they can't do that. But there is the thuggish implied threat in all of that. So it is absolutely essential for all of us to engage in our First Amendment or lose it. And we'll be called names, we'll be demonized, but the power structure is running on empty. The power structure is shooting blanks here. Folks are aware that the system is illegitimate, that the social contract is not just broken, but is absolutely predatory, and that we're in deep trouble. Now, the general population has no idea just how deep the rabbit hole goes, just how serious the situation is. But at the same time, they're beginning to find out more and more, and then that learning curve is very, very accelerated. Takes off like a rocket. Once you get the rocket fueled, loaded, ready to launch, it's basically lifted off now. And that awakening is only going to accelerate as the projectile picks up speed here. And that's why we're entering that key window when the establishment is going to stage all sorts of stuff and is going to really try to throttle the general public back under their control. The power structure could have continued with their empire, continued with their takeover, their breakdown of the family, their breakdown of society. They could have continued with the shutdown of the economy, but they wanted it all right now. They wanted to fully break us and accelerate their program because they were getting behind schedule in their view. A lot of old globalists like David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger and Zbigniew Brzezinski have written books saying they want to see their world government, their new world order established. And, you know, they can't, like they did 10 years ago or even 15 years ago, say there's no world government, there's no corporate system being set up. Anyone that says there's a new world order is insane, it doesn't exist. They can't do that anymore. They can stage an event, blame it on folks that talk about the New World Order, but people know that's real now. People know global governance is here. On CNBC, almost every time I tune in, they admit, we're run by foreign banks. You read Spanish papers, German papers, Swiss papers, Mexican newspapers. They admit, yeah, there's a giant global corporate cartel above the law, exempt, getting taxpayer money. People are getting it. And once you admit there's an elite who didn't get there by being the best writers or by being the best inventors or being, you know, the most honorable. No, that's the type of system you want to build where the elite are virtuous people. That's when you build incredible civilizations and go to the stars. No, it's all about how big and manipulative and gangsterish your crew is. That's why there's a book coming out from White House aides quoting Obama would just walk around bragging, saying, I'm really good at killing people. You know how awesome I am. You know, I love going in and doing the morning briefing and ordering hits. And he goes in, it's one of his favorite parts of the day. He does it at least once a week, sometimes every day. And he goes in and looks at people and gives the death orders. He signs death orders. And even if he was doing that and it wasn't violating international law and they weren't really just trying to stir up Pakistan and other areas to get in, internal wars going between Shiite and Sunni and others, even if it was legitimate, you don't sit there and go, you know, I'm really good at killing people, close quotes. And see, I've talked about this a lot. We need to pull this up. There was a New York Times article. There's also one on Karl Rove saying, there's a New York Times, Washington Post, and I think it was New Yorker magazine. People were all together and they were so afraid of him, they wouldn't even say that he was the one that said it until years later. They said a White House aide, a high-level aide, said, we control reality, we can lie however we want, no one can stop us, and the media will do whatever we say, you're out of a job. I literally rule you, you're pathetic. And so even though they were egomaniac establishment journalists who thought they were part of the power structure, they still went out and attacked him because it made them feel bad to hear they were obsolete. But that's the end game of tyranny and the delusion of tyranny when you give into it. But it was Richard Perle, known as the Angel of Death at the Pentagon, because he's just a fat, pasty, weird, demonic person who was always into killing people. And well, I mean, how do you get a nickname like the Angel of Death? Well, the Angel of Death, Richard Perle, was another one of these cocktail parties and walked up right after the 2003 Iraq invasion started. And he walked up to a group of good-looking female reporters. And that's how they were described, and said, you know, I'm powerful. I'm behind this war. I kill tens of thousands with a signature. And they were, and even though they were all evil and part of the empire and part of the lies, they were just like, ugh. It was, and they all walked away from him. Imagine a guy with all that power and been in Washington so long, he thinks the way you pick up women is walking up to them and saying, you know, I kill people every day by signing orders. I kill a lot of people. You can pull up the exact quote, but the point is, imagine, I mean, if you were the guy who was in special forces and had to run up to a base camp and slit guards' throats and stuff and then blew up a barracks or something, those are still human beings you kill. And unless you, you know, caught them torturing children or something, you want to kill them as quickly and painlessly as possible. And even if you caught them doing something horrible, they're more like a cockroach. You're not proud of having to step on it. It's just got to be done. And it's just the opposite of manliness, the opposite of honor. It is disgusting. And that's who they are. They're a bunch of guys. Obama writes in one excerpt of one of his books I read years ago about how, oh, I've never really been in fights, or I never, you know, I was a total peace growing up. Who knows if any of that's true, but most of these guys come from very wealthy, powerful families or establishment families, cloistered, and they're not around the real world. And it shows, like when George Bush Sr., a decade after grocery store scanners were in, I think it was in 1989, he comes into a Safeway and goes, what is that? What is that? Boy, because he hadn't gone to get his own food or been to a grocery store in so long, so disconnected from reality. I mean, I've gone to the grocery store many times when I've been out in L.A. with pretty big Hollywood stars, probably more than 15 or so. Because, you know, I just put on a hat, let's go to the store, let's go get some beer and some steaks and stuff, let's cook them. Those are people worth, you know, in some cases, $50 million, $100 million, and they're cooking their own food because they enjoy it, they're going to the store themselves. Imagine George Herbert Walker Bush, at least a decade after scanners are ubiquitous, doesn't know what one was, and was later questioned about it, and said, no, I just learned about this. It's just like the head of Google gets told about big technological developments and things that are going on, and Bitcoin. I've known what Bitcoin is for 4 years. Doesn't know what Bitcoin is. And it was later asked, and no, I really don't know, but now I do. They got into power because they're part of the club. But they didn't get there because of their science, their beauty, their literature, their art. They weren't put there because we collectively want them there as an idol, basically. And I don't mean that in a blasphemy way, but you know, as a model of what we want to aspire to. Instead, these social engineers put out fake models in front of us, fake idols, so that we aspire to failure, and they sabotage culture. And that's one of their greatest sins, is putting out destructive archetypes, destructive role models for people to sabotage the collective humanity so they can rule us. That is not a leadership. That is not an honorable group. That is an enemy fundamentally of humanity who hates themselves so much they believe they are obsolete and are going to merge with the machines and kill the rest of us. No, you will not get away with it. Things are going to get really nasty in the process, and a lot of us aren't going to make it through this, but in the final equation, in my gut, in my spirit, at my bedrock, I know humanity is going to make it, and God has bigger plans for us, and he's not going to let these devils, and that's what they are, destroy incredible things that God has in store for humanity. We are made in the image of the Creator. We are creators. Look at how we create. The devil is never a maker. These Satanists can only destroy. It's all they know. They are the enemy. And those of us that love peace, have to be prepared to defeat them. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every day it becomes more clear. Our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Up for first time callers yet again. First time callers, your chance to be involved on the transmission. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 with the wild card of all the different issues that the callers bring up, the different angles and areas they take us into. I love the randomness of it, so that's why we introduce it here on the broadcast with the open phones on any topic. 800-259-9231. The reason we wrote about this last week, and I'm glad CBS News has picked it up, is that it's the power of the artist and the power of parody and the power of free speech against the system is what will bring it down. And that's why many a Roman Caesar was brought down by the political graffiti written on the walls. And it said that the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. This is a right and a duty to engage in public speech, especially when there is tyranny. You've got to get out there and resist it. You've got to get out there and speak out against it. And when they try to shut down your free speech, you've got to redouble it. In fact, I think I'm going to come out with the next issue of the magazine with free bumper stickers in it again, criticizing the TSA and the NSA. And when the TSA said, if you laugh at us, we're going to arrest you, I had announced to the guys that I wanted to have another $10,000 film prize for making films, either comedy or serious, exposing the TSA. And I'm just scared of watching the hundreds of videos because, I mean, I love watching them. It just takes over our whole operation to have a contest. So I decided not to do it. But you know what? I'm on the razor's edge right now. I was going to have just Kit Daniels run the contest. We're not all doing it. And let him pick, I guess. Just randomly, here, Kit, you're in charge. Let's see what you do. He's a smart guy. But I think it is just vital. In fact, I will. By sometime next week, we'll announce a month or two film contest. One prize, $10,000, for a parody or a news report. It could be anything. A free speech event covering the TSA and the NSA or either or. You can do one of them or you can do both of them in a piece, and we'll see how they like that. Because, oh, you're going to put me on a list. How about we're all on the list, and then we know who the enemies are, the people that aren't on the list. See how that works? You know, God's got a list, and you devils that violate our rights and violate our liberties, wonder whose list you're on. You think you're omnipresent? You think you're playing the part of God? You've tried to say Snowden's a demon, Snowden's horrible. Now the whole NSA grid is in trouble. And the Europeans tried to blame America like they weren't doing it. Now it comes out they had agreements, just like all our NSA whistleblowers told us. They're all doing it because the only scapegoat here is to say it's the U.S. government is the only one or the head of this. The U.S. government is run by a national security group of corporate interests that have hijacked us via the National Security Council on record. People like George Shultz and others. And they are running the show here, and they are running the economy down the drain on purpose to consolidate it. And then saying, we're criminals if we speak out against them. I mean, imagine telling a graphic artist, we're going to sue you, we're going to arrest you for copyright infringement, when the NSA knows putting out T-shirts that are parodies of the NSA is the most protected speech. It is political. Parody is the highest level. Did you know the FCC loses fines if the profanity is aired in a documentary? You ever heard NPR and wonder why you hear cuss words sometimes on NPR? Because they can say, oh, it's part of a documentary. This was really said. You see, I could get up here if I was reading a court transcript and say cuss words. I just choose not to do it because it is political analysis and a news report. It can be judged profane if you're targeting children with something. And then they take that and misappropriate it to all free speech. So the point is, this is absolute total fraud. There's Steve Watson's article from October 30th last week at Infowars.com. Free speech t-shirt maker threatened by NSA. DHS fights back with lawsuit suing agencies for violation of the First Amendment. And you scroll down, you can see his thought crime that he's committed. Looks nothing like the Department of Homeland Security logo. But it's clear that it's a parody of the NSA. It's not that he was masquerading as the NSA. It's that he was criticizing them, raping our rights, abusing us. And so we're going to launch a contest on the NSA and the TSA for 10 grand. And I'm going to come out with a T-shirt with the NSA on the front or the back and the TSA on the other side, criticizing both groups.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
over
time.
Companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
So there is the architect of it, and we told you, and we had medical doctors on and others who'd read the legislation to tell you it was designed to destroy individual health care systems, kick you off of it, increase the price, give trillions of dollars over the next decade to offshore insurance companies owned by globalist banks, lower the standard of care, and set the precedent for a global tax to the banks. That's who owns the big insurance companies on average, the big mega banks. and allow those big mega banks to shut down small insurance companies and banks. That's what all the banking reform bills have been. That's what all the stimulus acts and all the banker bailout plans and all the stress test garbage. The head of the Texas Banking Association 2 years ago, and I read his letter that I saw in the Austin Business Journal. It was in newspapers all over the state. I read his letter on air where he said this is a monopoly, a takeover to shut down competition. Dealing with these new banking regulations and stress test, because the big banks basically wrote the regulations and are exempt. And it's the same thing with Obamacare. We are watching a mafia takeover, and we've always had corrupt elites. I mean, the world's never a perfect place, but I mean, these people have an instinct to want to hurt all of us. They don't want to just skim off the top and have a big fat economy. No, no, they want to be the only ones that got the fat. All you get is living in a ditch when they're done. And these people are so sick, and all their camp followers and all their minions and all their supporters are incalculably wicked. And it is so disgusting to see this. And speaking of attacks on free speech, you don't just have the NSA and Homeland Security threatening to fine or arrest someone who does a parody saying the NSA is the only part of government that actually listens. A T-shirt that says that, and that has an American Eagle logo on it, and it says, peeping while you're sleeping, clearly, like shirts I've seen that say CIA, Cocaine Importation Agency, under them. Because that's what it is. It is the Cocaine Importation Agency. It imports cocaine and exports small children to hostile torture chambers, on record. I've got news on that today. CPS kids in England being taken and raped and tortured, that's mainstream news. Cover up of VIPs who abuse children in care. Well, yeah, they don't just abuse them. It's come out, they kill them. When they dig up the little skeletons, everything's shut up about it. Because after all, people are like, oh my gosh, don't talk about this. Oh yeah, so they can just keep doing it, right? Because, you know, they are so evil, they see a child and don't want to protect them, don't want to be sweet to them, don't want to empower them and nurture them. No, they want to rape them and torture them to death and scare the hell out of them and suck their soul out and vampirically feed on the terror and the suffering of children. Just like the public school system since 1990 has taught nationwide how to get in coffins, how to be rolled up in blankets, to learn how to die, and they play spaceship and lifeboat where only 7 kids can live in the group, but there's 10 on the boat. So then the social engineer pamphlet tells them if they're a bureaucrat, they survive. But if they're a homophobe, they're thrown off the boat to be killed. This is hardcore re-education camp brainwashing. And then you wonder why, within a year of that program being put in 1990, tripling in the suicides, 2020 ABC News. 2020. And now they've tripled or quadrupled it again on top of that. To where suicide is just epidemic in the schools, and the answer is constant brainwashing on how to do it. And the teachers and principals now even really know this, but it's like so much fun to have people killing themselves, and it's such a pity party, and it's so fun that it's, oh, and they're in there drugging the kids, and well, we've got to have psychological evaluation now. Oh, my gosh, more suicides, more kids killing themselves, more little kids. Oh, well, we'll drug them all, then the suicides increase, more drugging, suicides increase, more drugging. And they're right there in front of you, murdering your children with psych warfare, the most savage mind control operating right out in front of everyone with savage programming and savage victory over us. Just like I went to that, just to give you an example of social conditioning, and I'm not saying Russell Brand is doing this, but it's an example of why I should follow popular culture more. It just makes me so sick, most of it, unless someone's using it to wake folks up like Russell Brand is doing, at least at some levels. And he's a listener and follows us on Twitter, so that's how I found out he was a listener from David Icke and then contacted him, and sure enough, helped wake him up to a certain degree, said on air and also as much off air. And I get to the event, and I get in at the end of it. That was a whole other story I've told on air. But the point is, I get in there, and he's doing the signing of stuff. And there's hundreds of women down there, and about half of them are Katy Perry lookalikes. And then as he signed their thing, turned them down for a date and said, sorry, love, I've got a girlfriend. And as they walked away, they looked distraught and like freaked out. They actually thought they were going to dress up like Katy Perry and that they were going to become Katy Perry if they got the man who was married to Katy Perry. That's just like if Kim Kardashian's dating one type of guy, all the women in the trendy areas of New York and L.A. go out and get that guy. And then when she goes out with another type of guy, then they all go out and dress the same, put the same glasses on and do that. And then imagine that they are Kim Kardashian. See, that's mind control. And you know what? If it sells records and sells products, that's one thing. But it's the messages they tag onto that. Most women aren't going to make millions of dollars doing a sex tape. You're going to end up ruining your career. Most women going out and finding some thug that knows how to dress like someone that's famous knows that they're manipulating airhead women that believe they're signing on to some fantasy. So you're being conned. You're being given false dreams that don't lead to anything. Liberty and family and being honorable and being strong and being successful and being vicious when people try to enslave you. That leads to success. That leads to civilization. Not buying into all this. So there's a few examples right there. I went out, interviewed him behind stage, went out the back with him to say bye, and there were women that had gone around the back of the building to see him and his security leave, and he drove off, and a lot of the people that were there, you know, were listeners of mine, were, hi, Alex, how you doing? But suddenly these women, and Anthony Gucciardi was with me, so was it Jacobson and Rob Dew, these women all turn to me, follow us, and they go, you know him? And just because I knew him, they wanted to go home with me. And I said, hey, I'm married, honey. Have a good night. We had to literally push these women off of us. And, folks, that's because they believe that Russell Brand is like Prince Charming and is going to kiss them and awaken them out of their sleep of death, like Sleeping Beauty or like Snow White, when the world is all around them. Success and beauty and good things and friendship is all around them, but they're chasing that illusory idea. And while they're chasing that, all the real freedom is being stolen from them right in front of their eyes, and they don't even take it personally. And the reason I tell this whole story is just to understand human psychology. Imagine now 10 and 11-year-old girls, that's the main group committing suicide, who never committed suicide in history. The system knew from young unmarried women watching Shakespearean plays about suicide, like Romeo and Juliet, they knew. Now, I know from the psych warfare they're doing it on purpose to make people kill themselves to create a culture of death. That's on record. But I just have read the historical examples of the Romeo and Juliet, women after seeing the play going and killing themselves because it touched them so much to like feel like they were part of that, and that love hit them at such a point that they were so impressionable and so suggestible, basically hypnotized by the play, that they would kill themselves. But Shakespeare, I will guarantee you, the group of writers that wrote under the nom de plume Shakespeare had no idea that was happening, probably didn't know that was going to happen. Today, the psych warfare chiefs know, and they've been doing this now for 22 years, 23 years. They have been killing little girls in schools, in every school district, murdering them. And it's like a domino effect. If they can get one to kill themselves, then more and more will kill themselves. And I know I talked about this last Friday, and the reason I'm back on it is I'd forgotten about that. Because, I mean, there's so much evil, so many programs of mind control, so many programs of manipulation. Through the fad-driven economy, through this programming system, you know, cigarette makers came to Edward Bernays, the grandson of Sigmund Freud, in the 20s, and they said, we can't get women to smoke. It's not seen as ladylike. Women smoke cigars in private. That's why they have the piece of paper around them. It's pretty. Cigars should be for women. And you've helped us sell cigars to men is cool. How do we get women to smoke cigarettes? And he goes, fund the suffrage movement and tell them it's radical and cool if they smoke cigarettes and you'll get them. And within a decade, more women smoked than men. and they funded Hollywood and others. This is all psych warfare. And they tell you, you go to CVS, you go to Walgreens, get your flu shot, 20% off. Get 20% off everything in the store because they love you, folks. That's why they want to do that. And then later in the 60s, you've come a long way, baby, Virginia Slims. And then all the proud feminists smoke Virginia Slims to this day, going on their respirators, because they showed the men, you've come a long way, baby. That's right. Now you get to work 2-3 jobs. The men aren't men anymore. Society's collapsing. Your children are on drugs. The society's imploding. There were always strong women that worked in business and did things if they wanted to. But see, now the state is over the children. Now women don't want to have children because they got to make it. They got to become successful. And all they see is then the poor, downtrodden, dumbed down folks having a dozen kids. It is like reverse eugenics or something. Now, getting back to the Affordable Care Act, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls and cover more of the news in the next hour, and there's a lot of it. They knew what they were doing. It's all on record. And am I getting an apology from all the folks that said I was a conspiracy theorist and a racist on MSNBC? Because it was racist to not support Obamacare. See, it's not that I didn't want Obamacare because I knew it was a screw job. It was because Obama is black, see. And I'm going to be honest, I picked up some breakfast tacos this morning that were in a brown bag, so in Seattle I'm a racist as well. Again, it's all about putting the guilt off onto me like I've done something, putting the guilt off onto you. But then meanwhile, it's not just that you can't have a... T-shirt making fun of the NSA, according to them. Of course, they're going to get sued now and defeated. They're being sued. You fight back, folks, or they set the precedent. No, Twitter keeps suspending account critical of Obamacare. Yeah, I mean, if you put accounts out for the Second Amendment, they shut them down. Twitter, Facebook, you name it. And it's just gotten to where it's no big deal. Oh, yeah, you criticize the system. The account, my consultation, was just getting started when Twitter just suspended it twice before reinstating the account late Saturday afternoon because she spoke out. The purpose of mycancellation.com was to allow some of the millions of Americans who were losing their health insurance to post pictures of themselves with their cancellation letters. Yeah, and I'll guarantee you folks, the White House watches this, runs Twitter, runs Facebook. They brag on record they do. Just like Hayden, 10 minutes into a rant, was on a train going, yeah, I order torture. I order killing. And the guy's tweeting everything he's saying. He's talking, he's bragging how he runs rendition and torture operations in black sites. And within 10 minutes, they call him and go, sir, there's a man listening to you, a reporter. And they turn, and there's the reporter, and Hayden comes over and tries. And it's the same thing. Clinton bragged about killing people. The angel of death, Richard Pearl, bragged about killing people at dinner parties, martini parties, cocktail parties. Looking for the right word. Obama brags around the White House. Yeah, I'm good at killing people. Yeah, it's real manly to walk into your Oval Office and sit back with your feet up on the desk and they, sir, do you want to kill this person? Sir, do you want to kill that person? We're going to blow up a whole wedding party to get this one guy that isn't really Al-Qaeda. He's actually fighting Al-Qaeda, so we're going to kill him. That's really who they kill. And imagine just saying, oh, I'm pretty manly. I mean, can you imagine, folks? I mean, if I'd been in the military and killed a bunch of people, I know a lot of folks that have, they never talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They get really irritated if you want to make them talk about it. Because it's just there's a lot of reasons, and obviously anybody that's been around that knows why or done it. It's the opposite. It's like so cowardly to sit there giving the orders to kill people and then to get off on it. And again, it is the essence of who these scumbags are. We're going to go to break and come back, but Obamacare site goes offline for extended maintenance, and Obama comes out with a speech saying, well, just go there and sign up. Just like he said, hey, don't worry, you don't like being groped by the TSA and don't like the body scanners. Remember in that State of the Union? He goes, you can ride a train. And him and Biden laughed because they'd just given the order a month before. It was a presidential directive to roll the TSA out on the streets, and that's why Biden was like, it's all a big joke. We're going to give these schmucks free health care. Tell them another one of these idiots. These are eugenicists putting cancer viruses and all the vaccines on record, all the major vaccine types. putting sterilants in them, all on record, killing us. It's a big, folks, they sit in there talking about how they go to out in public and look at how sick you are. They brag in their own publications about how they're teaching kids to kill themselves. In Europe now, they go, oh, we took parental rights away. Kids can divorce their parents at age 5. Now we can, if you, do you want to kill yourself for the earth? Remember in Australia about a decade ago, they said, or it was 8 years ago, they had video games teaching the kids that animals die unless they commit suicide. ABC News of Australia covered it. Not affiliated with our ABC News, but the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. And the news was like, does it go too far that it shows baby animals having their heads chopped off? In fact, people won't believe this. Search engine, video game teaches kids when to die. Carbon credit. Infowars.com. And it shows little animals having their heads chopped off and blood spurting. And they show these to 7-year-olds. And they teach them, do you want to kill yourself? And now it comes and they go, your daughter decided to kill herself today. She has parental, we have the parental control now. And little Jenny's gone. And by the way, you can't bury her now or cremate her. That's bad for the earth. We put her in an acid bath, and then it's recycled for fertilizer. It's for the earth. We're going to teach your kids how to kill themselves because we're trendy and liberal. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I was able to find the article from InfoWars.com during the break, and we'll put that up on screen, the InfoWars.com article. ABC website tells kids when they should die. For some reason, the screenshots of the video game are dead of the animals being killed if you don't kill yourself. But we were able to search the greenhouse calculator game and were able to find the images online. They pulled it down, and it shows pigs in pools of blood and other animals, bunny rabbits having their heads chopped off, you name it. Find out when you should die. I'm reading a quote. This was given to fourth grade, third and fourth grade students, and they did have an increase in suicide in Australia. You can look up that number as well. I'm not kidding. So teaching children, and I've talked to parents. They say after going to public schools and private schools where they teach them that humans are bad for the earth, when they see a construction site, the little girls start crying. I was talking to one mother and saying, oh, my gosh, they're killing the bunnies. I need to die. And this is teaching you, instead of having a life force and a will to survive and a value of life, you're being taught your total crud so you'll roll over so the globalists can run everything. They don't even want to help the earth. On top of it, this is the pure flip-out level evil we're under. I'm going to start the next hour, as we have plenty of time, and I'm going to take Pat, Mark, Greg, Dennis, Derek, all your calls and more when we come back. I'm going to try to race through calls again. We haven't gotten into the food stamp cut rate, create high demand for food bank supplies. That's now being reported by USA Today. 4 days after DrudgeReport.com carried our Infowars.com story. I'm just pointing out that we're actually making mainstream media report real news. Just like on the NSA story. Food banks panicking over demand following welfare cut. That's from November 1st, and now it's in USA Today. Today we're going to be getting into that, how serious the situation that is, while they get the riot police ready at all the DHS facilities and by rubber bullet machine guns and tear gas machine guns. So we're going to be getting into all of those reports. Big issues at the Federal Reserve, some of the Federal Reserve folks criticizing Obama, saying it's very reckless what they're doing. So that's rats leaving the sinking ship. We're going to get into the latest on more top generals being purged, not just the two nuke commanders and others, and not just Major General Patrick Brady coming out and saying there's a purge of folks that won't go along with his takeover agenda. Now the head of all the major forces in Japan has been relieved, saying Obama had no confidence in him. So the Fuhrer is culling the herd. Politically right now, this is a big, big, big deal, and we will break that down as well in the second hour. Before I go to break, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to InfoWarsLife.com, you can find out how amazing this particularly patented system of nascent atomic iodine is and what it does with the radiation levels increasing in North America. The bare minimum to protect the thyroid is to get good iodine in there, and this is what I've chosen for my family. And it was so amazing, and nobody seemed to know about this, that I went out and had them up the size of their laboratory. It's been around for 40 years. It's patented with Russian scientists to produce this with Dr. Group. And it's twice the strength at half the price at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com, or by calling toll-free. And, folks, I take this. I take the recommended amount. A lot of folks I know take more, but you should talk to your doctor. It is making me lose weight, more energy. Everyone is marveling at it. That's what it's doing for me, exactly what Dr. Group said. The man is a genius. It is so incredible that this is in the halogen area, that the only healthy one in the halogens, and according to Dr. Group and other doctors, and the system keeps this out away from you and puts all the bad halogens in the food and water to literally, in the medical literature, quote, zombify the public. That's why it's Survival Shield from InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we just got more back in, but it will sell out quick, and your purchase supports the broadcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.